This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming out of camp and preseason, to have all three of those guys play at the level they played at as a whole, to have all three guys play the way they played throughout the preseason, both camp and in games, we're very pleased with where those guys worked and happy with the way they competed with each other. I'm comfortable with them. You know, we're going to continue to get better and continue to work to put them in a good position to make plays. That falls on me. And, you know, there's always going to be things that are going to happen that we're not going to like that everyone's going to talk about. But I'm never going to talk about those things in here. It's going to be getting better and working better. I think we're progressing along. We do have a new group. You look at Mason and James and Nick, you know, they're the Unchooks. And we've got three guys that have played a little. And then we got a couple younger guys on the other side. And there's good plays and bad plays. And we just got to keep gelling together, keep getting better.
Matt Canada today, Steelers offensive coordinator, talking about first the quarterbacks and then the offensive line. And don't you know, Matt Canada likes them all. He really likes that offensive line and what they can do. They have things to work on. He's not going to talk about that with us. But he likes the way that that group is shaping up right now. I don't. I'm Josh Rountree. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The offensive line stinks. And the Steelers today made a move, I guess, to try to get better there. Jesse Davis, they trade for a conditional seventh-round pick to Minnesota. This is a guy that last year allowed 8 sacks. That's more than Dan Moore allowed. He played less snaps than Dan Moore. His PFF grade, if you buy into PFF grades, which I do for the most part, was abysmal in the low 50s. It was worse than Dan Moore. So that is the solution to fixing the offensive line, I guess. Now, maybe there were no other options out there. Alex Leatherwood, apparently, the Raiders are parting ways with him. First-round pick a couple years ago. A guy that the Steelers were really, really linked to. A lot of people thought the Steelers would draft. Well, last year he gave up the most pressures out of any offensive lineman in football. There was another guy that the Steelers were incredibly linked to in Liam Eichenberg 2 years ago in the draft, and he gave up the second most pressures out of any offensive lineman in football. So maybe the Steelers dodged a bullet there, but their offensive line is not good. And no offense to Jesse Davis, but I don't really have much faith in Jesse Davis being a huge part of this group going forward on this offensive line. I think it's some depth that's been added, but I think at the end of the day, the Steelers are going to roll with what they have. And that is Dan Moore at left tackle, Kevin Dotson at left guard, because Lord knows Kendrick Green is not that guy. Mason Cole's going to be the center, James Daniels the right guard, and Chooks, Okorafor, for the right tackle. It's a group that really, I thought, in the first preseason game, was encouraging. I thought they looked like they had maybe gotten their stuff together. I thought they looked more cohesive. They were run blocking pretty well. The Steelers were able to move the ball in that first preseason game against Seattle. But that could just be a case of Seattle being really, really bad. Because against Jacksonville and against Detroit, the offensive line looked like a complete mess. Dan Moore was getting walked around. He was grabbing guys, holding anything that moved by him. He got twisted into the dirt at Acrisure Stadium a number of times. And the Steelers are in a bad spot because of this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a lot of reasons to be really optimistic about this football team right now. There's a lot of reasons to look at them and say, this might work out. The quarterback play has been much better than I think anybody anticipated. You look at the preseason numbers, really from all three guys. Were they fantastic? Were they Mahomes, Rodgers? No. But they played football, I think, well enough to win you some games. That you could feel good about the fact that, hey, if this defense plays where we think that it should be able to play, that this offense with this quarterback and these receivers and these weapons and this running back, we should be able to move the football and score enough points to win games. And you know what? In the preseason, the Steelers won games. They won all three. And I know it's preseason. It doesn't matter. But they did move the ball some. They did score some points. The Jacksonville game was probably the exception to that. But they ended up scoring the football a number of times. They scored touchdowns. They had to settle for some field goals along the way. But I thought overall, the quarterbacks played really well. The receivers look pretty damn good. I mean, you have Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and George Pickens as your top three. That is, I think, a really, really good top three of wide receivers. And their depth after that's really solid as well. You add Freiermuth into that group, and then you have Najee Harris, obviously, who is a tremendous pass-catching running back. It's all there. It's all there for Trubisky, who, by the way, will be the starting quarterback, even though the Steelers apparently don't want to announce that. He will be the starting quarterback, and what you're doing is you're cutting him at the hamstrings. You are putting a group in front of him that he will not be able to thrive under. And it might be too late to do anything about it now. They might just be set. They might just think, you know what, we have no other option but to just try to get the guys that we have to be a little bit better, a little bit more. If we can maybe just develop a couple of guys, we'll be all right. But you got Cincinnati, the defending AFC champs, whose pass rush was excellent in the playoffs last year, whose defense really carried them because Joe Burrow was not great heading towards the Super Bowl. He played well, but didn't play great. You have a team in Cincinnati coming up next Sunday, less than 2 weeks away now, that you have to try to beat with a porous offensive line. And I think the Steelers should have great concerns there. I don't think Jesse Davis fixes it. I don't think Kevin Dotson is a good answer at left guard. I don't think Dan Moore is the right fit at left tackle. And even the guys they brought in, I mean, I think Mason Cole has probably been the best of the bunch, and that's not very good. James Daniels has gotten turned around a number of times on inside blitzes, and Chooks is Chooks. Overpaid and probably just going to be average at best. But that's what the Steelers did. That's who they paid. That's who they acquired. That's who they decided to bring in. And now they're going to have to sit in it. We'll see what happens. But, man, less than 2 weeks away, I feel really good about this Steelers team with the exception of one glaring hole, and that's that offensive line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.